This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I'm very excited to be here. It is a beautiful Tuesday in New England, and we have plenty to discuss. As always, the Biden White House is trying to figure out a new plan, a plan B. And everyone,
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Everyone has different ideas of what's going to work, but he's desperate for something to change. The poll numbers continue to decrease. Americans, I don't know what's wrong with us. We don't seem to understand how great we have it. We don't seem to appreciate all the things that Joe Biden has done for us, which include, by the way, a very interesting piece I'll get to later about how he has destroyed our energy independence, something we all already know, but it's nice to recap on just how badly he ruined that good thing we had going. That's the part of Biden, I think, that drives a lot of people crazy, is he couldn't just let good things go. He had to get involved in absolutely everything. He saw something going well, he said, you know what, I'm going to reverse anything Trump did, and I'm going to make that worse. Now, obviously, the big story continues to be COVID-19. And although it looks like, at least here in Massachusetts, I've read, I believe it was in the Boston Globe, that we could be hitting a peak in 2 weeks. There's some people, some experts, take that as you will, saying that in Florida they've already reached a peak. So there's good news ahead. And yet, the damage is done. I mean, Joe Biden did not handle COVID-19 like he said he would. He did not shut down the virus. And recently I was writing about this and how the media was kind of backpedaling and saying, you know, pushing back just a little bit. But even when it's a little bit, you notice it because they're usually so over the top, you know, drooling over Joe Biden and his dogs and his ice cream and his aviators. Oh, what are you up to, sir? What'd you get Jill for Valentine's Day? Dr. Jilly Bean. Oh, PDA's back in the White House. So when you go from one extreme to the other, it's not even that they went to the other extreme. They're just saying, hey, where are those tests that you guys promised us? And why do we get reports that you declined or rejected a whole plan to have millions of tests for Americans? What was up with that? Just, you know, decent questions that a normal journalist would ask. But of course, this feels like a massive betrayal to Joe Biden, because he was really brought up into this presidency on ridiculous, stupid questions like, how bad is Donald Trump? That was the hardest question Joe Biden got when he was living in his basement. How bad is Donald Trump? And how nice are you? You're so nice. You're so decent. You're so compassionate. And so COVID-19, which was supposed to be, you know, the thing he shut down, that was supposed to be the thing that he accomplished and he could really hold up and say, look at me compared to Trump. Aren't you so happy I was here? That's not working. And so now the left is changing the game for Joe. They're not ready to turn on him yet. I did predict that last week in a column. I said, I think they will turn on him. And I've been reading today several other pieces, including one by Tucker Carlson, that essentially is saying the same thing. Not to tip my own cap here, but they are saying the media is having a slow, slow turnaround on Joe. But
you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
They can't give up on him just yet. And so they're kind of turning on the CDC. They're questioning some of these quarantine rules. AP is telling their reporters, maybe we don't have to report on cases, you know, because that can make certain governors of certain blue states look bad. They were fine reporting on cases when Ron DeSantis was seeing a surge in Florida. But now that it's affecting a lot of, you know, keyboard warrior states, they don't want to offend those people. So they're trying their best to backtrack, but it's proving harder than they thought. And I read an interesting story today, and it was from The Federalist. and it was by Stella Morabito. And she talked about, and I probably butchered her name, but she talked about why the ruling class minions are so suddenly doing damage control on COVID. And this is something we have all noticed over the past couple weeks. You know, Jake Tapper suddenly going, well, you know, he's got his furrowed brow, his serious glasses, and he says, well, you know, there does seem to be a difference between dying of COVID and dying with COVID. You know, that's something that, and everyone's like, yes, we've been talking about that for 2 years, bro. Where have you been? Have you been at the longest cocktail party at Don Lemon's house ever? Welcome to 2022. It's so nice of you to join us. And he's not the only one. Brian Stelter had on Oliver Darcy, and they were going over whether or not these doctors were, you know, a little bit too doomsday. And as an audience of people who don't watch CNN, obviously, but we hear the clips, we think, are you ever going to acknowledge that you're late to this? Are you ever going to have a mea culpa or some self-reflection after all of the damage you have done in the last 2 years by puffing up this obscene panic porn? Or are we just going to start to pretend that you're just figuring this out, that you're just having a eureka moment? And I'm not the only one who noticed it. So Stella writes in The Federalist, she brings up this term that I hadn't heard of, and it's probably because I'm a little bit younger. I'm sure Howie's heard of this. It's a little history of the term limited hangout. Have you heard this, Jared?
Not familiar with that one.
A high-level CEI official gone rogue in the 1970s described limited hangout as an espionage jargon for a strategy of acknowledging facts when a cover story is blown in order to preserve the bigger operation. I kind of take it as you got to pepper in the truth to hide a big lie. Like, if you really want to hide a big lie, all of the small truths have to be true. Like, you have to have some good foundation. You can't lie about everything. It gets too messy. Doing so can intrigue the listener with the illusion of coming clean and buy time to adjust the strategy. It amounts to a standard cover your rear approach that can also lay the groundwork for blaming others for the damages. She goes on to give the example of President Nixon during the Watergate scandal, where he asked his advisors, you think you want to go this route now and let it all hang out, so to speak. Now, his advisors told him that he should try a limited hangout. And one of his advisors chimed in and said a modified limited hangout. And if this seems like I'm in the weeds, the reason I bring it up is because now all of a sudden the left is saying, well, you will learn to live with COVID. Oh, it's an endemic. Oh, you know, these, what can Joe Biden do? Lower your expectations. He's only the president. Everything they do has a purpose. Everything the left does is part of a greater strategy. And I don't think that they're suddenly going to say, well, we have to learn to live with COVID. Oh, well, shoulder shrug. And actually, at the end of this piece, which I can tweet out, I didn't read too much from it, but I just highlighted some of the parts I really liked. At the end of the piece, she mentions that the next crisis is right around the corner, and the ruling elites have no intention of letting it go to waste. In other words, there's going to be a plan B. Now that COVID-19 doesn't seem to be doing what it was supposed to do for the left, now that it doesn't seem to be, as Jane Fonda called it, God's gift to the Democrats. So what is the plan B going to be? And I think there's probably a major plan B that we haven't seen yet that's going to emerge. I'm sure I sound like a conspiracy theorist. I truly don't care anymore. Like, good, cool. I think these people are I think these Democrats are very manipulative. I think they know exactly how to work this, and I do not underestimate them. I underestimated Joe Biden's ability to bleep things up, even after I was warned by his best friend for life, Barack Obama, not to do just that. But I will not underestimate these Democrats anymore. Now, on the road to Plan B, I feel like there's Plan A 2, you know what I mean? Like Plan A and a half before they get to the real Plan B. They need a little bit of time before they can really work up to whatever this Plan B is. And Lord help us all, I don't know what it's going to be. But the Plan A 2 is the voting rights. And that was all over the news. And you can tell these plans because they must send out a memo to like Jeff Zucker and the head of MSNBC. And they must just say, okay, here's the deal. And it trickles down. And within hours, you're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing Elizabeth Warren doing hits. You're seeing Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, talking about how COVID-19, you know, I don't even want to try to paraphrase what she said. Let's just play it. This is Governor Kathy Hochul comparing voter ID to COVID, cut three.
And one of the issues that we must galvanize behind is recognizing that, yes, we've come through a difficult time with this virus known as COVID, but there's an insidious virus that's attacking our very core of our democracy, and that's known as voter suppression. We must link arms together to fight against what's going on, not in our state, thank God, but all across America.
So voter suppression is like COVID. It's an emergency. You could even call it a pandemic if you wanted to.
A public health crisis.
It's a public health
like
crisis.
Like racism.
Thank you. Thank you, Jared. That's what I was thinking of. It's a public health crisis. And when you have a kind of crisis like this, of this magnitude, that requires such a bold comparison, that requires it being compared to a pandemic that has wiped out hundreds of thousands of people. Well, what do you have to do in that situation? Well, actually, it's funny that Governor Kathy Hochul is there giving that speech, because I would like to tell her the obvious next step is we have to give her more emergency powers. If voter ID, or I'm sorry, not even voter ID, if voter suppression is this dangerous, then we are in another state of emergency.
The only way to get out of a hole is dig. You can't try climbing out, just keep digging down.
And she was not the only one digging. I mean, you had Hollywood celebrities like Alyssa Milano. I don't know if we consider her. She's not an A-list celebrity, but she's technically a celebrity. We had Mark Ruffalo, Patricia Arquette, not Halle Berry. All these celebrities. And they're tweeting out on Martin Luther King Day that this is why we need voter ID. There was this real conflation with Martin Luther King Day and trying to get your politics pushed down people's throats. No one's better at that than Nancy Pelosi. Let's play this and then we'll go to break here, Jared. This is cut one.
We have no right to honor this family, to visit the monument. Imagine 36 years old, left this earth in such a way that he has a monument on the mall along with Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them with tears in their eyes for the departure from our democracy that is happening right now, unless the truth is acknowledged and this legislation is passed. And with that, I want to yield to our distinct... Am I introducing?
Mm-hmm. You can't even have any sort of nice honorary moment with these people because they have to work in the fact that, P.S., if we don't do what I want, you're all going to die. And democracy's going to die, and the world's going to end, and everyone is going to be miserable. But once again, Martin Luther King, what a hero. I'll pass the mic on. Like, does she realize she's doing that? She just ruins everything. Imagine, like, inviting someone like this to a dinner party. You get up to make a toast. Oh, I'd like to make a toast. Thank you so much for having us. By the way, if you all don't come to my party next week, we will no longer be friends. Everything will be ruined. And I will say mean things about you on Facebook for the rest of your lives. Cheers. Pass the turkey. These people are horrible. They're just horrible. I love how she mentioned George Washington. I didn't think they liked George Washington. I didn't think Democrats were on board with George Washington anymore.
Yeah, what isn't he one of those horrible slave owners?
Like, yeah, you should
Thomas
really...
Jefferson and Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, why is he having tears in his eyes over this bill? Explain it. Break it down for us, Nance. We need more. We need more explanation. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take your calls on this. 844-500-4242. There's so much more sound, too. This is the new emergency of the day. This is the emergency du jour for the Democrats. 844-500-4242. Have you ever craved a great glass of red wine, but memories of the after effects haunt you? That sentence feels so real to me. I love red wine, but for some reason, especially if you get a cheap red wine, you can have the worst hangovers of your entire life. Trust me on that. Many wines are chemically processed to extend their shelf life. It's time to skip the middleman and taste hand-picked grapes that are fed naturally by snowmelt waters trickling down the Argentinian mountainside peaks, delivered directly to your home. That's my favorite part. They're coming all the way from the mountaintops, but they're coming right to your front door. You can't beat that. Bonner Private Wines Partnership has exactly what you need. From the first sip, I could taste the freshness drifting across my palate, and it complemented our juicy steak dinner. We had a Malbec last night, and it was divine. I slept like a baby, and I had no morning regrets because this is no ordinary wine club. They don't sell leftover bulk wine. Bonner Private Wines Partnership doesn't just add a fancy label. Bonner searches the globe to ensure quality. Bonner seeks honest wines that don't need to hide behind excess filtration and additives, only to add an inflated price. Bonner wants every pop of the cork to be an adventure, to savor and to enjoy. And trust me, this wine is absolutely delicious. Join the Bonner Private Wines Partnership and have it delivered directly to your home. Your adventure awaits at Bonner. So go to B-O-N-N-E-R privatewines.com/grace for $50 off your purchase. You guys will not regret it. I really enjoy this wine. And the best part is you wake up and you feel great afterwards, which is priceless. Okay, we'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
It just must be tiring to be these Democrats, because every day you wake up with a new prompt, you know? It's like being a method actor, but every day you have to change movies. Like, oh yeah, yesterday you were method acting that you were working in a mine, but now today you're a businessman and you have to be very passionate about this. I don't know how they don't break character sometimes and say, hold on, what are we upset about? No. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. This is the biggest deal, right? Biggest deal in the world. This is going to be the thing that ruins everything. Got it. Okay. What was yesterday's? Oh, right. Global warming. Today is voting rights. Got it. Okay. Thank you. I mean, you got to keep track. It must get tricky. Jeremiah, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
How you doing, Grace? Love your show.
Thank you.
Okay. I've got a way of bringing down the authoritarian moves that are going on in this country. Very, very simple.
Okay.
We go after China. We boycott their products. We have to do that, okay? And what happens is pressure goes on to China. China goes to his client, Joe Biden, according to the laptop, and starts putting pressure on him, and Biden starts making more idiotic mistakes. And the press this time can't ignore them. We also have to do one other thing, and this is going to involve you.
Oh boy.
You're going to have to get your classmates to stop worrying about the slavery of 1865 and worry about the slavery of 2022. Okay? Free the Uyghurs. That should be our you know, forget the Let's Go, Brandon. Forget the rest of it. Put pressure on Joe Biden. That way, Xi Jinping will stop, will release his useful idiot, Joe Biden.
Well, did you see the story, speaking of the Uyghurs, of the... this guy who's on a podcast, I have the actual printout. I'll grab it during the break. So this is actually perfect timing. But he just basically said, I don't care about the Uyghurs. And, you know, I can't pretend that I care. It was really jarring.
Yeah, well, he's one of the owners of the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
In the NBA. Yeah.
And he was very honest about it. And I guess his mindset was that in America, we do just as bad things, or like there's some sort of, you know, correlation, or you could compare the two, comparison you could make between what happens in America. And one of the guys on the podcast said to him, you know, you have no proportion in this thing. Like, you're not understanding. And that's why when Blinken went and met with these leaders in China, they played hardball with him, and they said exactly what you knew. They said exactly why, you know, this woke movement is their favorite thing, because they were able to look at Anthony Blinken and basically say, don't lecture us on human rights abuses. Your country is racist and xenophobic and awful, and all your citizens make TikToks about how terrible you all are. So don't come here and try to get us to do something about the Uyghurs. I'll get that article for the next segment. And we'll keep taking your calls. We'll take your calls all day long. It's 844-500-4242. Let's talk a little bit about energy independence when we come back as well. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Look, I am not declaring this bill dead because we can't. It is absolutely too important. Understand it this way. Voting is foundational. That is the whole premise of our democracy. And before we get to the procedural part, keep this in mind, that state legislatures all around the country that are controlled by Republicans are doing everything they can to keep people from voting. Who are they trying to keep from voting? Black people, brown people, college students, people who live on tribal reservations, trying to keep those folks from voting because they might vote Democratic.
It's just such a blatant lie from Hiawatha, and I don't think it should come as a surprise to anyone, but even so, this idea that implementing measures to secure our elections, to have our elections in a way that people don't leave and say, wow, I have no idea if my vote was counted. I have no idea if this was secure. I didn't have to show an ID. I mailed it in. I got four ballots to my house. I mailed in someone else's. Like, Lord knows what people are actually doing with all these ballots that are getting sent out to their homes. And what Republicans want is for things to go back to the way they were for a very long time when Democrats had no problem with it. So what's the big issue now unless they don't think they can win like they used to? The only way they can win is if everyone gets a ballot in the mail. And for Republicans to argue against that and say, I don't think that that's going to secure our elections, and we're getting a huge pushback from that idea from our voters, our constituents, why would Republicans roll over and say, oh, yeah, I'll go along with this? Why? Because Nancy Pelosi tells them that the statue of Abraham Lincoln is crying because they won't do what she wants.
Poop.
By the way, that's going to be my new thing, Jared. If you don't do something I want, like if you order like a pizza and you don't put pepperoni on it, I'm going to be like, Jared, I didn't want to bring this up, man, but I asked for the pepperoni and the fact that you didn't put it on there. There's a statue of Abraham Lincoln, and there are tears flowing from his eyes.
I did not mean to disparage the pepperoni plantations of our past.
It doesn't matter what you meant to do, okay? The tears are flowing, and there's nothing we can do to fix it. This is the moment of our time.
That's not the America I want to live in, Grace.
They just don't make any sense. And there's a really interesting poll, and the reason I'm kind of talking a lot about these voting rights is because I can tell this is the new way they're going. Like, they're like, okay, COVID's out. Jim Crow 2.0 is in. And that actually is a really dumb idea because there's new polls out that show that
Jim Eagle.
Yeah, Jim Crow, Jim Eagle. There's new polls out that are showing that a lot of voters actually don't agree with this, and a lot of voters actually want voter ID, which could be incredibly shocking to Democrats who claim that voter ID is racist and terrible. And by the way, I know it's been said a million times before, but it is worth repeating. If ID is so racist and so terrible, shouldn't someone tell that to Democrats who are insisting we show our IDs to get into a Shake Shack or to go to a movie theater? Why is it that one ID is okay and the other ID is racist? Just a thought. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello.
You there, Mr. Garcia?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you going? How you going? Listen, I want to know, New Jersey is almost getting red state. If the Trump campaign meddle in New Jersey, we can win in New Jersey. Also, we had to take the rhino away, because if we elect the rhino again, it's the same we getting the Democrat back. It's not, we have to wipe the rhino.
Yeah, and I think, Mr. Garcia, that is exactly what Trump is going to do, not only if he wins, but if he runs. Whether or not Trump decides to run in 2024 is anyone's guess. Most people are saying, yes, he is going to run. But if he doesn't run, he is still going to be kingmaker. And he is only picking people who he thinks will have that same level of conservative backbone. Not the old school conservative backbone, not the conservative class, not the conservative compassion of the Mitt Romneys and the George Bushes. No, but a real backbone. Those are the people he's supporting. And I think that that is a very hopeful thing, that we might have some conservatives in there. And I think the key, and I've said this before, Mr. Garcia, I think the key is whether it's a Ron DeSantis or a Trump, and we'll get into their supposed feuding in a little bit. But the key to a good Republican at this point, when I look at a candidate, I want to know that that person is 110% comfortable being hated by the left. I want someone who honestly thrives in it a little bit and takes it as a sign that they're doing something right. Because these Republicans, as you said, who get in there and then they decide, well, you know, it would really be nice if I would be asked to, you know, have a puff piece in the Washington Post, or if I got invited to the cocktail parties, or if I got some strange new respect from my Democrat colleagues. That could be really cool for my image. We have no interest in those people. We really don't. We're done with that. We need people who go in and who want to do what they want to do. Elections have consequences, and who stick with it. And I'm going to veer here, because of Mr. Garcia's point, to what happened with Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin is officially governor
Glenn Trumpkin
of Virginia. Unfortunately, he was not governor during the I-95 debacle, but hey, can't have it all always go your way, right, Democrats? Well, here were some of the things he did as his first day, some of his executive orders. They're music to my ears. He had an executive order ending the use of inherently divisive concepts, including critical race theory and restoring excellence in K-12 public education. He had another executive order reaffirming the rights of parents in the upbringing, education, and care of their children. How's this executive order? Restoring integrity and confidence in the Virginia Parole Board and the Commonwealth System of Criminal Justice. I like it. An executive order authorizing an investigation of Loudoun County Public Schools by the Attorney General. I like it. Reinvigorating job growth by removing burdensome regulations from Virginia's business community. I like it. Establishing the Commission on Human Trafficking Prevention and Survivor Support. Awesome. Establishing the Commission to Combat Anti-Semitism. Awesome. But he should know that what happened at that synagogue, we're not really sure.
We may never know the motive.
Yeah. So, but still, great, great stuff. Protecting ratepayers from the rising cost of living due to the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Love it. His attorney general is also getting in the act. He's laid off 30 members of the attorney general's office. And he's also used his first day in office to announce that he is launching an investigation on the Virginia Parole Board and the Loudoun County Public Schools. This is what they wrote in Paroline blog. They say that he's already looking like a Ron DeSantis in the making. We need all Ron DeSantis's. We need everyone to be Ron DeSantis at this point. And just to go back here quickly to the voting ID and whether or not it's racist, because according to the left, it's really, really racist. It's Jim Crow 2.0 on Eagles wings. That's the reason we had to take the All-Star game out of Atlanta and move it to another place where I'm pretty sure they had just as bad.
Colorado, yeah.
Yeah.
Denver.
Are they way more woke? Do they have way more socially aware voting rules, or is it pretty much the same?
It is pretty much the same.
Gosh, we can't win nowadays. Well, here's an interesting fact for you. Joe Biden's Jim Crow 2.0 tour collides with reality. Blacks strongly support voter ID. President Joe Biden declared to the nation on Martin Luther King Jr. Day that state laws requiring voter ID or banning mass mailing of absentee ballots amounted to an assault on our freedom to vote. 4 days earlier, a poll in Michigan told a different story. 3/4 of the battleground states voters supported ballot ID requirements, with black voters expressing the highest support at 79%. Those findings have been confirmed in national polls as well. Those standards, like banning voter ID, imposing no excuse absentee voting, and making it harder to clean outdated voter rolls, are not what the majority of Americans are seeking. Yeah, the majority of Americans just want to go in and vote and then go home. And whatever happens, happens. And I think part of, this is going a little off topic, but I think part of what bothered me so much with the Trump-Biden election was that we have been told so many times that Trump was going to, it was going to be a landslide, you know, by our experts, by our pollsters like Nate Silver, who I think all still have jobs, by the way, doing the same thing. And I, in my heart, thought, no, it's going to be close. I mean, I went to a Rotary in Marshfield and in Massachusetts, and I had more beeps than I had thumbs down. I had more, you know, fist pumps than I had fingers. Or a few fingers, but I had a lot more support than I had anger. And that was, for me, a real, I know it's anecdotal, but it was an experience I had where I thought, wow, he actually could win this. And it came so close. And I know that if you took all of the votes, it doesn't seem like it came close, but it came down to a small amount in about three states. And I think if I could go back, and if it had all been honest, which I don't know if it was, I don't think that makes me, you know, misinformation by saying, I don't know. I don't know if it was. I almost wish it had just been more of a blowout, because then at least it would have been like, all right, there was never any shot. But with how it played out on election night, it was there was too many unknowns. And I blame that on how we held the election, with mail-in voting, with, you know, counting ballots days after they were cast. That is where that feeling, that unsure pit in my stomach came from. And that's exactly what they want to do for every election from now on. And the only reason they're talking about it now is because all of their COVID mumbo jumbo isn't working. And all of their Build Back Better bagel plans are not working. So they're going to go to this, because this is something they think they can sell as a disaster. Oh, you have to do this. Republicans, evil Republicans. They want to stop people from voting. And you read the bills and you're like, no, they don't. There's nothing about that they want to stop people from voting, voter suppression. But the mainstream media goes right along with it, because this is his last stance. This is like his last shot at, I don't even know, at saving this thing. Ford, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ford.
Hi. My bottom line for the new president is the 10th Amendment, which says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or the people. The federal government has encroached on just about everything that the states and the local government should be doing. And the worst of all is the educational administration, which the Constitution gives them no right to be involved in the first place. And they're the people who are forcing this critical race theory on the public at large. The other thing I wanted to mention is, right after the election, Wisconsin had to remove 200,000 voters from their voting roll statewide because they weren't following the Civil Rights Act that requires not only fair election laws, but also requires you to periodically cleanse your voting. And Judicial Watch is going to many, many states to file suits to get this done.
Yeah, and I have to say that it's particularly, that's a great point, Ford. It's particularly ironic that Governor Kathy Hochul will talk about how, oh, we need all these voting rules, when New York, they can't get anything together in New York. Remember the mayoral election? The problem with the machines? And now they think the answer is, and this is something else I want to point out here really quick. Think of all of the failures that we've seen from our federal government over the past year that we were told we weren't going to have. Joe Biden didn't get the tests on time. COVID's out of control. Joe Biden can't handle the economy. Inflation is not transitory. The southern border is a complete disaster. Even if the AP tells you not to call it a crisis, here at the Grace Curley Show, we can call it a crisis. So what's the logical next step? Oh, we should give them control of all of our elections. That's going to be the thing they're really good at. It's like if you had an employee and they sucked at everything. They messed everything up. And then you had a really big job and you thought, you know what? I'm giving you one last shot. I'm going to give you one last shot at the most important job of the year. No, you would never do that. No one looks at Nancy Pelosi huffing and puffing about a George Washington statue and says, I think this is the woman I want in charge of my vote. You'd have to be out of your mind. 844-500-4242. We'll keep going with this. We'll take your calls. I see you on the lines. BOGO is back for 1 week only. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is here. You've been wanting it and waiting for it, and now it's here. You've always wondered, you guys are always asking us, does the Thunderstorm Air Purifier work? And this is the best time to find out. Isn't that right, Jared?
Yeah, this is the time to do it, especially after the rain we had over the weekend. You may have some water in your basement. Things may get damp and musty, and you don't want that stuff hanging around. You don't want to be smelling that. So you get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it's simple. You can keep it in your basement, or you can move it around, because all you have to do is plug it into an outlet. That's it. You plug it into a wall outlet, you turn it on, and within minutes, it starts ionizing the air, which creates a super oxygen, which gets rid of any allergens, pollutants, odors, nasty stuff in the air that you don't want to breathe.
Yeah, Officer Mark just wrote into us recently, and he tried out the Thunderstorm, and he said, it's so quiet, it's unnoticeable. My wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Don't we all know that? I mean, especially nowadays in this kind of season, it's easy for the air to get really dry. And with a thunderstorm, it just keeps it really fresh. You can buy one and you can get one. This is only until Sunday the 23rd. That's this Sunday the 23rd. This is for my listeners. So go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACEBOGO. Shipping is free. We'll be back with your calls. It's 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. You can trust the team at Gold Co. to help protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets your financial advisor won't tell you. That's goldco.com/grace. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which Democrat has done the most to advance the voting rights bill? Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or Elizabeth Warren?
That's hard. They've all done so little. I'm going to say Joe Biden, because he's jeopardized his entire presidency and probably won't move
on
from this.
Man.
So he's at least tried.
Joe Biden at 15% in the lead. Chuck Schumer at 53%, 22% for Pelosi, 7% for Liz Warren, and 4% for Kamala.
All righty. Let's go to the calls here. Dominic, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Dominic.
Grace, did anybody ever realize that elections were in trouble when they couldn't even get Iowa figured out? I mean, I'm just reflecting back. You know what I mean? They were all, you had Buttigieg doing victory laps, and they couldn't even get that figured out. That's when I realized that I think elections were in big, big trouble.
Yeah, and there's occasions every single time we have an election. I just mentioned in New York, they added like 10,000 votes to one of the candidates or something absurd, because they're doing them in all these machines. And yet, if you turn around and say, well, maybe we should just take stock of what we're doing now and try to improve it. No, they want to overhaul everything so that there's no restrictions. There's, you know, no cutoff dates. And they think that that is ensuring election integrity. And that is fighting against voter suppression. I mean, Dominic, it's just absurd.
Absolutely absurd. I mean, and I don't know. They're never going to figure it out. And then the Democrats, it's all the Republicans are evil. They want to take voting away. I've read all the bills, and not all it is they want to verify who's voting, and they think that's evil.
Yeah, no, I have as well, because I was curious, you know, what's in this John Lewis Voting Rights Act? What's in this For the People Act? It's just a lot of things that make you not so sure that your vote's being counted. 844-500-4242. When we get back, we're talking Boris Johnson. Don't go anywhere.